This is Retire South Shore Radio, a weekly program designed to educate you on all your retirement options and introduce you to Mark Rolette, founder of South Shore Retirement Services. For the latest on free seminars, to obtain a report, or to set up a consultation, please visit RetireSouthShore.com. Retirement services and real-world retirement solutions. Looking at the whole picture to design a complete strategy, including retirement planning, Medicare decisions, and legal documents. Now, here's Mark Rolette and your host, Jordan Rich.
Hello again, welcome and Happy New Year to you. I'm Jordan, along with Mark Rolette, the founder and CEO of our organization that we talk about, South Shore Retirement Services, offering real-world retirement solutions, located in Hingham. And we welcomed the new year last week, but we're going to continue to say Happy New Year. I think that's a nice gesture.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Well, technically speaking, January 6th seems like just this particular year, that was like the first day that everyone's back. Because the holidays fell in the middle of the week.
You're right.
It was like it was kind of, you're still in the fog of being on vacation.
So, and how was your fog, by the way?
It was pretty good. It was busy. You know, we fortunately still have a lot of Santa stuff going on in our house, which is really cool. Christmas Eve, putting out, the cookies. We don't put out milk for Santa. We put out Guinness for him. So,
oh, perfect.
It's kind of an Irish family tradition.
It's particularly your family.
Yes.
Because we've talked about your dad working for Guinness all
those
decades.
That's true. That's true.
That makes sense.
True.
And the girls had a good time?
They did. They did. It was watching somebody else get all the credit for something you did. It's always fun on December 25th.
Someday they'll have their own children and they'll be your grandchildren and they'll have to figure it out. So that's great. Well, it's wonderful to sort of start the new year off with a lot of energy. And there's a reason for that, because there's a lot to talk about, a lot of changes coming up.
Yeah, some huge changes happened right at the beginning of the year that will probably impact pretty much everyone that we work with. Some in a good way, some in not necessarily a bad way, but that just change things up, change how you're planning, how you're going to take distributions, how you're going to pass money on to the next generation, how you're going to fund things going forward. So I thought we'd talk about that a little bit.
Sure.
But people, it sounds cliche or just the standard of what anyone in our business would say is today, in a new year, you want to start reviewing things again, New Year's resolutions. But really and truly, with all of these changes, reviewing not necessarily just with us, but reviewing in general and making sure that you crossed every T and dotted every I for the changes that have happened, it's never been more important.
First thing I do in the new year, besides rip the calendars off the pages and start the new calendar, is I check all my passwords to make sure that they're updated, because it's like changing that 9-volt battery in your smoke alarm. It's that time to do things like
Absolutely.
But in all seriousness, retirement and retirement planning is something that you can focus on throughout the year, but the beginning of the year is a good idea. Now, the reason we are telling you about all the changes is because it really is a big deal. And let's start with the I guess you call it the Secure Act of 2020, which was just passed.
Yeah, it was passed. I think it was January 2nd, because I think January 1st would have been a holiday, so they wouldn't have passed it then. A lot of different changes happened in it. I thought I'd talk about four key ones that are kind of in our world.
Right.
The required minimum distribution, the 17.5 rule that we always talk about, where you have to start taking money out of your retirement plans, with the exception of, if you have a 401k and you're still working for that employer, then you don't have to take it from that particular account. But for those that are retired or those that have IRA accounts, 17.5 was the general that, you got to start pulling money out, whether you need it or not. They've changed that now to 72. So it's giving an 18-month reprieve for those who really don't need the money. You can still take money out prior to that if you need money, but if you don't, 72 is the new age. It's not for everybody. You had to be 70.5 January 1st at the earliest. If you were already 70.5 last year, you've got to go on the old rules.
Right.
The new rules, 70.5 January 1st or beyond.
And that's a demographic decision primarily, isn't it? I mean, people are living longer and working longer and so forth, and it's an option for people to have that money work for them even longer.
Well, I think that's the general consensus, you see everything when you start reading between the lines, full retirement age for Social Security used to be 65, now it's 67. They keep pushing things out because people keep working longer, but also, I mean, this is just my opinion. I mean, not my opinion. Statistics are people are living longer, but that's really my opinion, is that they're concerned that because, you know, Social Security for the vast majority of people who haven't done any sort of strategies or any sort of income planning, is it from the perspective of a guaranteed check every single month? People don't tend to have pensions as much as they used to anymore. So I think the concern is, well, people will overspend their money and start pulling money out too soon, and they'll run out of money before they run out of life.
Right. 70 and a half has been the number since what, the 70s, the 80s?
A long, long time.
I can't remember when it wasn't the number. So it's a real big deal to think that they've updated it.
So they made an adjustment many years ago to the 70 and a half rule, not to change the age, but to change the amount of money that you had to take out.
Right.
It used to be, I want to say, it was right at the beginning of my me starting in the industry. It changed it right around then. I think they reduced the distribution that you had to take by about 30%, I think. Mm-hmm. Don't hold me to that, but it was around there, which obviously because everyone was spending every penny of their IRA money. So this is just another way of saying, all right, we're going to let you not take money out quite as early. But you still have to take the distributions out at some point.
So you mentioned there are four big things to consider. That's number one on the list, but they're all important.
I'm still sifting through the Act itself. There was probably 30 different things that were there addressed on it. These were kind of the ones that jumped out of the page that I thought we'd talk about today and probably talk about more next week if there's any that we feel are relevant for the people who listen. The other thing that they changed was they eliminated the age limit to contribute to an IRA account. It used to be 70 and a half, right? Now, it doesn't matter what age you are. Once you're working, once you have income, you can contribute to an IRA account. Now, that's different from a 401k or a 403b. You can be working into your mid-70s and for an employer, have a 401k and fund it. That's fine. IRAs, they just stopped you at 70 and a half.
Okay, so give an example, a concrete example. Somebody's 74 years old, is still working. They still now they have the option of adding to their IRA.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Yes, they can contribute to the IRA.
Wonderful.
So that was a big change and that was a help. But I think everything is writing on the wall that the onus of responsibility for the individual to set up their own retirement strategy is on them. Mm. You know, Social Security will be there and they'll get a check from that. The vast majority of people who listen, the vast majority of people that we meet at workshops and who come into our office to talk to us, Social Security is just one element of it. So they need other distributions.
Well, I, for one, would feel a little bit better knowing I have a bit more control over my future. And this is one way, hopefully, that'll happen.
Well, it kind of leads into the third point. And you know, from a personal standpoint, I'll give you my two cents on what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. But they also said that 401k plans can now add annuities into the plans. There's good, bad, and ugly in annuities, as we've talked about before. There's some great ones. There's some not so great ones, in my opinion. Some really expensive ones. And also, it might not work for an individual. It might be the best possible idea for you. It might be the worst possible idea for you. So you've got to go in with your eyes wide open. But the idea of being able to have that option within a 401k to allow a person to provide themselves with guaranteed income for the rest of their lives while they're funding a 401k plan, that's really progressive and it's really kind of moving more towards the way Europe is. Obviously, I do a lot of reading on this. And in Europe, lots and lots of retirement plans and lots of people have annuity plans that they're funding for a portion of their retirement because they want to check. And I've been saying this to clients a lot in the last 6 months or so because I've kind of been reevaluating my own finances. The annuities that we tend to use, the ones that will, you know, grow safely, can't lose any money, and then you have the option to take a lifetime stream of income at some point, they're kind of designed primarily for people who are in their mid-50s, right, and beyond. Just on the timing of when you would start pulling the money out. That's just how the products are designed, the ones that we look at anyways. I'm 44 this year. So my thought or what I'm planning to do is as soon as one of these products makes sense for me, from the timeline that I have, you know, when I want to start taking distributions, this is my opinion and this is what I'm doing. Not everyone has to do this. I'm moving as much money as I can into them. The reason being is that to me personally, it's not that important that I have millions and millions of dollars when I retire. What's really important to me is that I can see the end game and that I have a check that's going to come to me and to Lauren. And if the kids are still, you know, we're still responsible financially for them, that a check's going to come in every single month. That's what I'm planning to just kind of, I guess, you know, got to kind of practice what I preach.
Well, peace of mind. We talk about that all the time.
That's the reality. I mean, that's what people want. And when I say it to clients, they're like, that's what I want. I want the $45,000 a year. I want $80,000 a year. I don't want to worry about running out of money. And we said that from the very beginning. Nobody should have to worry about running out of money. So now, by being able to add that sort of a vehicle within a 401k plan, it's going to give people a lot more options.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, are there any obvious drawbacks to the bill that was passed, to the new law? Just anything that stands out?
Well, one other thing on the 401k issue is that not every 401k will obviously jump into this immediately. I don't know. Again, reading through, and I'm not sure if there's a timeline on when they'd have to do that, but it's probably a while. If people are thinking about, well, geez, I want to do that. If you're over 59 and a half, and we've talked about this before, you can do what's called in-service distribution and basically self-direct your money, put it anywhere you want. So you could actually jump and do that already if you wanted to do something like that. From a drawback standpoint, IRAs and 401ks and 403bs and all these pre-tax accounts, they were never meant to be wealth transfer vehicles. That wasn't their intention when they started them. The idea was you would fund them while you're working, take a tax deduction for it when you're putting the money in, and that money would be a lump sum available to you when you stop working, right? Mm-hmm. It was never set up to be, oh, I might use this money, but I won't. I'll just pass it on to my kids, or I'll pass it on to other family members. So for the longest time, there was this strategy called a stretch IRA, which would allow an individual, when they passed away, to leave money to their children, for example. And let's say, just hypothetically, you leave $250,000 in a 401k plan to your son. And your son didn't need all that money. Well, he could do a stretch IRA where he basically could take a small distribution from that account over his life expectancy. So a very small amount, and he could stretch the taxes out over a very long period of time, continue to invest that money and continue to have that asset grow.
Sure.
So they've changed that rule. Now they limit it to 10 years. So it's changed a couple of ways. The 10 years is a big one. So if you leave money to a non-spouse, you cannot do the stretch. You have to have the beneficiary take all of that money out within a limit of 10 years, within 10 years.
Now, but a spouse is not part of the equation.
No, a spouse can assume the IRA
right.
as their own
gotcha.
Still.
Gotcha.
A non-spouse beneficiary, they don't have to take any distributions for 10 years, but all of the money has to be out by 10 years. And it might work. That might be fine for the individual. And 10 years maybe sounds like a long time. But, you know, I've been doing this for more than 20 years. And most of the people who inherit IRA money inherit when they're still probably working or when they don't necessarily need the money. So the idea of having a massive tax bill coming in at that stage it might not be appropriate or might not be advantageous to that person.
There are so many reasons why the good counsel of someone like Mark comes in handy at this time, anytime, as you're considering retirement, saving for retirement, and having that peace of mind that we talked about. There are upcoming workshops and seminars that we want to tell you about, February 4th and 5th, which will be Tuesday and Wednesday this time,
yep.
at the Mirbeau Spa and Resort at Pine Hills in Plymouth. That's a Tuesday and Wednesday. And then the following week, the 11th and the 13th. So we go back to Tuesday and Thursday. The 11th on the is at the Faring Way in Weymouth. That's
It's the Air Force Base.
Okay,
yeah.
Former Air Force Base.
Union Point.
Right, okay.
Some would call it.
And then the Abington Ale House, which is a regular haunt, on the 13th. All of these start at 6:30, and you're advised to call ahead just to suggest that you'd like to attend. So there'll be room for you, 781-277-4308. So that's 781-277-4308, or go to retiresouthshore.com. When Mark and I return, more about the changes in laws currently, and also a little lesson in saving that you picked up from your daughters, which we can all use. We'll be back with much more after this.
More solid, practical advice about retirement is coming up. You're listening to Retire South Shore Radio. For more, visit retiresouthshore.com.
When it comes to your retirement, you want to make sure you're with a firm that has your best interests at heart every step of the way. A firm such as South Shore Retirement Services in Hingham, where the prime objective is ensuring you won't have to worry about running out of money in retirement. For over 20 years, founder and president Mark Rolette has built a solid reputation based on that principle.
We feel so strongly that the most important thing to clients that we've worked with has always been, I just don't want to run out of money.
South Shore Retirement Services, with a team of professionals helping you transition into retirement.
I realized very early on that I can't be everything to everybody, so I surrounded myself with professionals in each of their fields, helping people with each piece of their retirement plan.
And a most important piece of anyone's retirement strategy, working with a team you can trust.
Trust is paramount. We feel that trust is the most important element that we have.
To set up a complimentary meeting or reserve space at an upcoming seminar, call 781-277-4308 or visit RetireSouthShore.com. That's RetireSouthShore.com.
Get the custom and holistic plan you need to live your successful retirement. Now, back to Mark Rolette and your host, Jordan Rich.
Welcome back to Retire South Shore Radio with me, Jordan Rich, and Mark Rolette, the founder of South Shore Retirement Services in Hingham. And just to review very quickly, because we went through four of them and gave some detail.
Yep.
These are four important changes in 2020, the Secure Act of 2020, what it means to retirees.
Yeah, I think people are probably going to get bombarded with emails and mail and every sort of thing about this because it's a really important topic, but it's a new topic. But the four main things that we pulled out of it so far anyways were the delay in the required minimum distribution. So the 17.5 rule has now changed to the 72 rule. For those who are turning 72.5 by January 1st of 2020 or beyond. If you're already taking your RMD, nothing's going to change for you, the RMD being required minimum distribution. So 72 it changed to. Other big change was they're not limiting, from an age perspective, people being able to fund a retirement account, an IRA. They used to limit it to 70.5. You couldn't fund them after that. So
that's if you're working.
If you're working and right. Have income.
Right.
So you can continue to do that for a little bit longer. Also gives you, I suppose, the opportunity to continue to do Roth conversions for a little bit longer if you wanted to do that. Mm-hmm. Annuities inside of 401k plans, that's something that they're going to allow now, or they're going to suggest that employers have. The premise of that, I think, is to help people try and tee things up to give themselves a retirement income. Annuities are engineered to give income for life, depending on the product. And we had said before the break, I think you've got to go in with your eyes wide open on that. It might be completely wrong strategy for you. It might be perfect strategy for you. So really, you know, read the fine print and look at all of the strategies that are all of the rules applicable to the whatever product is being put inside of your 401k plan. But as I said again before the break, if you're already over 59.5, you have the world. That's available to you through an in-service distribution, so you can use any and all financial instruments that you would want. The other big change that we talk about is the removing of the stretch IRA. So the stretch IRA was allowing beneficiaries who weren't spouses to stretch the taxes out over a long period of time. And now they've limited that to 10 years. So a lot of clients that we see who don't need their required distribution in the first place, and they're just accumulating the asset and they're going to pass it on to the kids. And they know there's taxes involved and they know the kids are going to have to pay taxes over a longer period of time. Well, that's now changed to obviously 10 years, and that could be, you know, either detrimental from a tax standpoint or just not what you wanted to have happen. So strategies are being obviously already in place in order to help people transfer wealth in a more tax efficient manner. We have a lot of clients that we're planning to take the required distributions and take a portion of it, fund life insurance because it's completely tax-free, and leaving that to the kids, not leaving themselves short at all. But now you can kind of see, again, the writing on the wall that, well, this makes even more sense if you can qualify for something like that because the kids only have 10 years to get all of the money out of the IRA.
So as we speak, it makes sense for people who already have a plan in place to review. Obviously, first of the year is a good time to do it, but you know they might want to make some adjustments because of these new laws.
Yeah, I think you know it's obviously always good, the new year, New Year's resolutions. My wife works at a gym and she said it's bombarded with people
course.
At the moment. So yeah, it's obviously in the new year, it's a good time to look at things. But with these changes,
yeah.
Especially the wealth transfer changes for people, it couldn't be a more important time to look at these.
A brief note about the team, because I want to talk to you about saving, and there's a cute story that relates to your girls about that. But we often talk about the fact that you've assembled people so that under one roof, there are all kinds of important services in the same place.
It's funny, actually. Last week in the office, If you remember the show that we did before Christmas, and we said we had a big announcement, and we talked about
the CPA firm that we're going to
collaborate with and have them look at clients' returns and look for missed opportunities. But when you said, and after the break we're going to have a big announcement, Holly from my office, who's the backbone of making sure that things run correctly, she thought that we were going to announce it was her birthday the next day.
Oh, my goodness. That, okay, belated happy birthday to Holly. Holly and Carol are the team. I'm not going to say behind the scenes. They answer the phones. They do a lot of the administrative work. They're fantastic. But very briefly, Bill Caldwell is the attorney who's critical when it comes to estate plans.
Yeah, we offer low-cost legal work to people who come to workshops or people who call in from the radio station. $399 for your basic estate plan, the two wills, two powers of attorney, two healthcare proxies, and a revocable trust. And it's been really well received. We've been collaborating with Bill for about 10 plus years, we've helped a lot of people put together plans that they otherwise wouldn't have had.
And Stu Millard is another cog in the wheel. He is involved very heavily with Medicare and that kind of planning.
Yeah, Stu... He sits with clients of ours when they turn, or they're about to turn 65, or they're leaving a job and they're going away from health insurance, from group health insurance, and they need to go on Medicare Part B. And they have to look at supplemental type plans, which I know is technically not the name for them. And I say that every time, but I'm not the insurance
person.
That's
why Stu's there.
Right.
To handle
so
that.
He'll
kind
sit
of stuff.
Down with people, and open enrollment is over now, I think. So he's a lot more available to meet. But at a minimum, he'll jump on the phone with people just to give them options and help everyone through that transition.
And you mentioned the collaboration, which is brand new, with a very established CPA firm.
Yeah. I've been working with Dave and Mike Pinkham for many years. They were doing my own returns. And, you know, we were talking towards the end of last year about being able to offer that service to people. I think, you know, there's been so many changes in the tax code over the last year or so that people have questions, and I get a lot of questions in the office. I'm not an accountant. I don't give tax advice. So I thought it would make sense to be able to have a resource that can meet with them.
If we were to begin the year with a resolution for anyone listening in this area, it would probably be think about saving money now, so you'll have lots of money to play with later, but that's saving money for a rainy day. Whatever the term, whatever the metaphor is fine. But there's a really cute story about your daughters. You got three of them.
Yeah.
And how, and we know this as parents, they're all different from each other.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, from a New Year's standpoint, you know, you should be looking at your budget. Everyone the first week or two after January, after the holidays, is like, I'm not spending a penny. And they're just watching everything.
See how long that lasts.
Yeah, but get something realistic.
Sure.
But try and save more. And I just thought it was funny. I have three girls, Niamh, Emma, and Reese. And Emma, who's 13, is like a super saver. She's unbelievable to almost to the point of being stingy. She's so careful what she spends, what she calls her money on versus Lauren's and my money, that she really overthinks things. And she's good like that. She's fine. Niamh, on the other hand, is the money's burning a hole in her pocket and she can't get rid of it quick enough. And in the last few months, she got a part-time job. She works at the gym where Reese actually goes, the gymnastics place. So she works there part time. And I said to her, you know, what you should be doing is saving half and spending half. I mean, she's got no real bills. So it's save half and spend half. So we set up a bank account because it made the money a little less accessible to her. Save half and then she can go in and spend half with her debit card. And she kind of got into it. She liked the idea of, you know, a few weeks, maybe a month into it, she had a few hundred dollars saved. And she said, I love watching my number go up. So now she's into it. Now she wants to save more. And I realize that she's 16 years old. But the idea of, you know, when you start looking at your retirement savings and the money that you're going to have to distribute into when you transition into retirement, a lot of clients, you know, you don't really pay attention to. They got nine or 10 different accounts and there's a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit over there. And when they start looking at consolidating them together, they're like, geez, that's quite a lot of money. And now I want to look at my number. I want to make sure my number goes up.
Yeah.
Now Neva's all into a checking account, right? So it's not making any money, but it's not losing any money. So many people that we see in the office are completely exposed to a correction. And not that there's anything wrong with the market at all, and I've said that many times. I have money in the market. But you should probably be looking at protecting the money that needs to be protected as you're transitioning or getting ready to think about transitioning into retirement.
Right.
So you can watch the growth happen, and that's what we help people with, without having to worry about, oh gosh, just losing money. That's in addition to, you know, whatever you can afford.
Well, it's
save.
A wonderful story, and I love it because in a sense, when you're reaching the age where you can retire, it's almost like a second childhood in a way,
yep.
because you're able to let loose a lot of responsibility. That alarm clock doesn't have to go off at 5:30 a.m. And approaching it like your daughter is not a bad way to go. It's very simplified, of course,
yeah.
but it makes sense. And we've said this time and time again, Mark, and you stress this in a very friendly, helpful way, that if you do the preparation, if you start preparing and you have a plan in place, that plan's going to fit you, not anybody else, then you're going to be in much better shape.
Yeah, I mean, the inevitable retirement date is coming for everyone. At some point, you're going to not work at the same level that you're working at now, or not work at all. I mean, it depends on what you've done. So putting some sort of strategy in place, or game plan, if you will, so you can see, all right, well, I can see the light at the end of the tunnel here. It just puts your mind so at ease.
Isn't it remarkable, though, when the young lady whose money just goes, all of a sudden when it's her money that she's earning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's like a switch is turned on. I love it. That's
it's crazy.
Great.
Yeah.
No, now, what about the younger one?
She's not quite ready to have her own money yet. She still puts the hand out, but she doesn't really have very many expenses.
One of the advantages to being the runt of the litter, and I don't mean that in a disparaging way, one of the advantages of being the young one. Well, that's a great story, and I think it sums up your philosophy, which you want your daughter to be secure and happy and to feel comfortable. You want your clients to feel that way.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I think, everyone wants to feel that way. And, I said this at the beginning of the show, and I mean it. You know, that's what my strategy is going to be for me and Lauren going forward.
Right.
I just want to see an end game at some point where there's going to be an income for the rest of my life. And that's what we try to instill in clients.
Not having to worry about the money in retirement.
Right.
Simple
exactly.
as that. And I've talked to more of your clients over the last couple of years who say, one of the great joys is going, whew, don't have to worry.
Yeah.
That's a great deal. Now, let me repeat those seminar dates. They're coming up Tuesday and Wednesday, February 4th and 5th at the Mirbeau Spa and Resort at Pine Hills. And there's a reason you're not doing the Thursday that week.
Yes, I had it scheduled Thursday, but before we sent out the invitations to people, my wife reminded me that we are going to be in Nashville on Friday morning for a gymnastics event, because that rules our lives for Reese.
When I was a kid, we traveled to the next town, Randolph to Hingham or maybe Bolbrook or something. Now they go cross country and all that. That's fantastic.
So it'll be fun going there, but I didn't want to miss a flight.
All right, so the 4th and 5th, mark those down on your calendars. By the way, all the information I give you, you can get at retiresouthshore.com. It's on the front page of the website. And then on the 11th at the Faringway in Weymouth, and the 13th, that's a Thursday, at the Abington Ale House. All of these start at 6:30. We advise you to call ahead and speak to the belated birthday girl, 781-277-4308, 781-277-4308. So it's not dull in your office these days. There's a lot of activity with a lot of changes.
Yeah, there's all, the beginning of the year, you would think it would be a lull, but, everyone's got their questions. Everyone, what do I need to do? What do I need to do by the end of the year? And they're worrying about, things that they might need to do by April. But with these changes with the Secure Act, obviously a lot more questions are coming in the door. And quite honestly, people are probably just realizing that there has been those changes. So they will start to, obviously call.
And if you're using your treadmill as a coat rack in, say, the second or third week in January, that's one thing. But resolve to look to your future with hope and optimism and do a little of that planning ahead, and you'll be very happy.
Absolutely.
Mark, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week. And best to the girls.
Thank you.
And it's amazing when you start spending your own money when you're 16 years old, how that is much more dear to you, isn't it?
It's very funny having a conversation with someone and they're like, am I using my money or am I using your money?
Neve, Emma, and Reese. And a happy belated birthday once again to Holly. She'll never forgive us. We'll see you next week right here on Retire South Shore Radio. This radio show may contain concepts that have legal, accounting, and tax implications. It is not intended to provide legal, accounting, tax, or investment advice. By contacting our company, you may be offered information regarding insurance and fixed annuity products.
Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurer. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company.
You've been listening to Retire South Shore Radio, a presentation of South Shore Retirement Services. For the latest on free seminars, to obtain a report, or to set up a consultation, please visit RetireSouthShore.com. Stay tuned for more real-world retirement solutions. RetireSouthShore.com.